Today on Wings, the story of a few senior citizens and an organization that stumbled upon them during the pandemic and stayed connected even after.
For me, it is the connection between the so-called privileged and the underprivileged. It's creating a web of connection. And older people, in economic terms, not productive people, how can they contribute to the creation of happiness for themselves and in their own homes?
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Welcome, listeners, to this edition of the Wings radio show. This is Manju Venkat with my colleague, Smita Ramanathan from Bangalore, India. Today, we bring you the voices of a few senior women from Bangalore and the members of an organization that works with them.
In India, as in the rest of the world, as life expectancy increases and fertility rates decrease, the population of the elderly is increasing. Figures of India's Ministry of Statistics put the number of elderly persons at 130 million. This is 10% of our population. In India, a majority of the workforce is in the informal sector, where workers have no regularity in wages and there is no health care or insurance. The elderly, therefore, have hardly any benefits such as pension, savings, or medical insurance. Fewer women being in the paid workforce, older women naturally have that much lower savings and access to welfare in their old age. The United Nations has declared 2020-2030 as the decade of healthy aging. Needless to say, the elderly face health issues. The India Aging Report of 2023 by the United Nations states that older women have higher chronic health issues, are more prone to depression, and both men and women have low awareness of government benefits available for the elderly. Clearly, therefore, the elderly have to be considered as a special needs group.
Several civil society organizations, known in India as non-government organizations or NGOs for short, run senior citizens' homes where the poor elderly are provided shelter and food. The government also provides a nominal pension to senior citizens who fall below the poverty line. Today, we talk to members of an NGO called Shakti that works with seniors in Bangalore, in the southern Indian state of Karnataka. Let us listen to its founder, Jacinta Kumaraswamy.
I was interested in poverty right from my PUC days. And so I took up economics.
Higher school.
And so I took up economics and then I went to Delhi School of Economics to study, you know, how poverty can be dealt with. I was very interested in socialist economics. I did a course on social research methods, which was part of an MPhil course. And as part of the assignment, I had to do a study. So I did a study of, because my area of interest was women, poor, underprivileged women. So I did a study for women in slums and their employment potential, because most of them wanted remunerative work. And so how, do, and in order to, they said there's no use you doing studies. We would rather you sell all these question papers you are filling up and give us that money, that will be more useful. So I promised them that I would start something for them, provided I could get to finish my study. So I did that and started this organization called Shakti, which is for, which means primeval energy. It's just pure energy, but since we are focusing on women, the association was empowering women, poor women, basically. That was in 1982. It was registered as an organization, though the study was done previously to that.
Shakti went on to work with women in Bangalore and the villages in the neighboring districts. They formed women's self-help groups, trained women in livelihoods, and supported women victims of domestic violence. The organization also gained expertise in training staff of other NGOs and government in facilitation skills, group dynamics, and gender. Work with Women led to work with children too, and they established a learning center for the children of group members. This center, which currently functions in Bangalore, caters to around 80 children from the neighboring slums who come here for after-school lessons. Staff and volunteers help them with school lessons, take extra classes and workshops during vacations, and provide them a healthy, nutritious snack every day. Jacinta talks of the challenges faced by the NGO sector in India. With fewer resources for field work, Shakti now concentrates on the Children's Learning Center and a few women's self-help groups around the center.
As we were struggling to continue with our women's programs and children's education programs, COVID struck, and that threw everything in, threw out of gear, not only for us, but everybody for the whole world also. And at this time, one had to look for support around one. There's no question of getting foreign funds or donors as such, etc. We had to just hold out to the neighbors and people whom we knew and were sympathetic. And this was a great experience, because even vendors were willing to give. We had to do some food supplies, emergency supplementary food supplies for the poor people around the slums. We're living in slums near our office. And at this point, we found that the poor people were willing to, as whom we consider not the privileged daily wage workers. And there was no wage working going on also during that time because of the lockdown. But vendors, yes, food vendors, people selling potatoes and onions, etc., were also willing to contribute to providing supplies for the poor people.
While the pandemic disrupted many lives, it also motivated many people to help those in distress. Many organizations and individuals supplied cooked food, groceries, medicines, masks, and sanitizers to those in need. The children attending the learning center could not go to school or the center, and hence missed their midday meal at school and the evening snack at the center. Their parents could not go to work. Shakti staff would deliver groceries, masks, and sanitizers to the families of children at their houses.
And this is the time when the old people, that's how we stumbled on the senior citizens. We found that nobody was there to give masks, for example, to seniors. Even within the family, the masks would go to the adult, able-bodied people, working members, more than old people who were just sitting around. The redundancy factor became so apparent within families. These are difficult. People were poor and all that. But all the same, it was heartrending. It was shocking. So our program for focus and program for the aged, the elderly, when in crisis, are the first ones to be pushed out as unnecessary or a burden, came from this experience of them begging for masks.
So then Shakti's staff went looking for the very old and ill people, those living alone, too old or ill to work, those living in very poor families. They provided a monthly kit of groceries to such people. They could come to the office to collect their supplies. For those who were too frail, staff delivered it at home.
When the COVID thing was lifted, and work started, people started going to work slowly.
And the lockdown was lifted.
Lockdown was lifted, and mobility, there was transport going. Economy is slowly picking up again. The others went in, but then we found we did not want to leave the senior citizens alone. We thought these people needed special attention, just like we give for children or for domestic servants. So this was a category which required our focus, our attention, our help. And it was every time when we do work in the charity sector, they'll say, hey, people should be self-reliant. People should sustain themselves. They should look after themselves. You should make them. But this is not a category of people we can ask them to now sustain yourself, look after. They have spent forces. But with the joy of living and relating and things, nobody's redundant in society. And you can't make judgments like that. Anyway, we were not going to. We said these are very important, and for them, only a welfare approach will work. for their health, to take them. Because every time there's a medicines have to be put low priority for these people. Taking them to the hospital, again low priority. It's survival of the fittest, kind of.
What started with a supply of masks to seniors soon extended to a regular monthly supply of food items. This pushed up their value in the family because they were now bringing home food. Jacinta said that they provide things that the government public distribution system does not. Many of these seniors or their families hold ration cards that entitle them to a specific quantity of subsidized food grains and some other essentials every month. Often it is not enough for the entire family, though it does help. Shakti provides other essentials, things that are essential for leading a life of dignity.
We give them bath soap, we give them biscuits to have with tea in the morning, packets of biscuits, tea, sugar, oil, pulses.
Pulses are dried beans and peas.
One or two pulses at least we give. And because these don't come in the general, whatever comes to the government rations, we don't give. But because the amount is less of rice, etc., there's a lot of clamor for these things. So sometimes we give rice and we give ragi, or sometimes even wheat flour will be given.
Ragi, the millet.
Millet, yeah. Once we gave them pure coconut oil for their hair. And there's one lady who was so happy, old lady. She says, it's 20 years since I had got some oil to put on my, coconut oil to put on my hair.
This monthly supply of staples to the senior citizens led to further engagement with them. Chitra had joined Shakti to form women's self-help groups. These small groups gather periodically to make savings, give out small loans and help members in times of difficulty. Chitra helps them keep their accounts and trains them so that they can carry out their affairs smoothly. She talks about her involvement with the seniors.
When I saw the senior citizens, every month within 10th, they are taking a ration in the home. I am only seeing and helping to packing and giving to them. Suddenly I thought only they are giving, we can have a meeting in one half a day with lunch. I asked permission with Jacinta. Okay, you start, you conduct meeting.
The monthly meetings with seniors that Chitra started in December 2022 have now become a regular feature that the senior women look forward to. Occasionally, a couple of men too attend these meetings. Most of them are in their 60s and 70s. Having led a hard-knock life right from their younger days, many of them become physically very feeble by the time they hit their 60s. The women that we spoke to had similar stories of struggling to eke out a living, doing what work they can, sometimes even begging, being neglected by children, and yet looking after ill children, and so on. In all this, the monthly meetings and the hot lunch provided during the meetings is a source of joy. They eagerly wait for it every month.
On Wings, this is a documentary by Smita Ramanathan and Manju Venkat in Bangalore, India, about economically challenged elders who connect through a project called Shakti. Manju and Smita interview members of the group.
ಸ್ವಂತ ಇಲ್ಲ ಮೇಡಮ್ ಬಾಡಿಗೆ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಹೋದ್ರೆ ಒಂದು 50-100 ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ ಹಂಗೆ ದುಡ್ದು ತಿಂತಾ ಇದ್ವಿ ನಮ್ಮ ಯಜಮಾನ ಕುಡ್ದು ಬಿಟ್ಟು 10 ಪೈಸೆ ಕೊಡಲ್ಲ
63-year-old Alamelu lives with her unmarried daughter. She used to sell vegetables along with her husband, who was a kerosene seller. Her husband was an alcoholic and never treated her well. She cannot work now as she has undergone a surgery. Her daughter, who does some occasional tailoring, supports the family. The son lives separately with his wife and children, but does not support his mother. She lives in a ramshackle house that might crumble any moment. The son and the daughter want her to sell the house and give them their share of money, but she does not want to sell it because she will then be homeless.
ಆಸ್ತಿ ಎಲ್ಲ ಮಾರಿಕೊಂಡು ಆ ಇರೋ ಮನೆಯನ್ನು ಜಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಂಡಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಇವತ್ತಿನ ದಿನ ನನ್ನ ಪರಿಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಕೋರ್ಟು ಕೇಸು ದುಡಿಯೋದು ತಗೊಂಡೋಗ ಲಾಯರ್ಗಳಿಗೆ ಇಕ್ಕೋದು ಇದೇ ಪರಿಸ್ಥಿತಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಇದೆ.
ಐ ಪ್ರೇ ಟು ಗಾಡ್ ದಟ್ ನೋ ವುಮನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಸಫರ್ ದ ವೇ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸಫರ್ಡ್, ಸೇ 70-year-old ವಿಶಾಲಾಕ್ಷಿ. ಶಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಫೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಲೀಗಲ್ ಬ್ಯಾಟಲ್ ಫಾರ್ 13 years. ಶಿ ಈಸ್ ಎಂಬ್ರಾಯ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ 4 different ಕೋರ್ಟ್ ಕೇಸಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಹರ್ ಓನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ. ಹರ್ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ 1 daughter ಅಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಹರ್ ಒನ್ಸ್, ಇಂಜರಿಂಗ್ ಹರ್ ಸೀರಿಯಸ್ಲಿ. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ರಿಕವರಿಂಗ್ ಶಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಈಕಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ಅ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬೈ ವಾಷಿಂಗ್ ವೆಸಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಗೆಸ್ಟ್ ಹೌಸ್. Her youngest daughter and son live with her. She has been unable to work for the past 2 months as she is looking after her alcoholic son who contracted tuberculosis. She now depends on her neighbors for food and also some food joints in her neighborhood. She still has to find money to pay the lawyer.
40 ವರ್ಷ ಆಯ್ತು ಬಿಟ್ಟಿದ್ರು. ನಾನು ಒಬ್ಬಳೇ ಈ ಊರಲ್ಲಿ ಇದ್ದು ಮಗನು ಸಾಕಿ ಅವನು ಮದುವೆ ಮಾಡಿ ಅವನಿಗೆ ಇಬ್ಬರು ಮಕ್ಕಳು ಹೆಣ್ಣು ಹುಡುಗಿನ ಮದುವೆ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಟ್ಟಿದ್ದೀವಿ.
75-year-old Indrani Amma works as a domestic help in one house. She was deserted by her husband 40 years ago. She brought up her son on her own, got him married, and he has 2 children. The granddaughter is married, and the unmarried grandson who lives with them drives an auto rickshaw. The son is an alcoholic and is too ill to work. His wife works in an office, and between Indrani Amma, her daughter-in-law and grandson, they have to bear all family expenses including paying rent.
Avanu yavu salva sumara idana bekadashtu treatment adu kodisde
maganige
salva sumara idane madhuve madidini eradu makkalu.
65-year-old Tulsamma is a widow. She got her 3 children married. She was working as an assistant in a beauty parlor but has been unable to work for the past 6 months because she has to look after her son who suffered a stroke. The son's wife and children left him when he fell ill, but Tulsamma, the mother, could not. So she had to care for him single-handedly. He is better now and has started selling savories, which is the family's only source of income. The monthly kit supplied by Shakti is a big help for the family.
ಉಂಕು ಪಡ ಕರ್ಕೋ 11 ಕಾಮ ಕರ್ಕೋ ಪೊಲೀಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಕಾ ಜಾಕೋ ಏಕ್ ಬಚ್ಚೆಗೆ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಪಡೆ ಏಕ್ ಬಚ್ಚೆಗೆ SOG ಪಡೆ ಏಕ್ ಬಚ್ಚೆಗೆ ಪಡೆ ತ ಪಡ್ಯಾ ನೀ ಮನೆ ಕಾಮ ಕು ಗಯಾ ಯಾ ಕ ಯಾ ಕ.
60-year-old Feroz has 3 children. She is one of 5 wives of her husband and she brought up her children as best as she could after her husband deserted her. All her children are now married and she lives alone. She used to work as a domestic help, but is too frail to work now. She lives in a house taken on lease for which her son has paid the lease amount. She depends on her neighbors for food. She too is grateful to Shakti for the monthly supply of staples.
It is with such women that live in extremely difficult situations that Shakti works. Abhay Srivastava, a young theatre artist and yoga trainer, volunteers with Shakti. He first came to Shakti to work with the children. Abhay has a keen interest in dance movement therapy, and when he learned about Shakti's work with the seniors, he was interested in applying it to them.
You can say exposure to dance movement therapy. In India, we are also calling it as movement-based therapy instead of calling it dance therapy. And I was curious how with that understanding and knowledge I could contribute to the space of senior citizen. So that's how it all started. I asked them if during that once a month when they are distributing these rations and the community is already there, and if I could also interact with that community for small duration, let's say 40-45 minutes.
Abhay then started working with Chitra during the monthly meetings of seniors, getting them to voice their feelings, emotions, and engaging them in activities such as deep breathing and some simple physical exercises. We asked him how this community responds to physical activities such as stretching and even music and dance for those who are so inclined.
Abhay says that while a few women respond to music very well and are not shy of dancing and swaying to the music, most prefer to sit and watch and enjoy the dance and music. He has been engaging with this group for nearly 6 months now. on his plans for further work with the group.
In the long run, if I stay with this population, maybe I would like them to come up with a kind of, you know, expression where we involve all the people, maybe who's right now, there are approximately 30 participants, and maybe they could go in a smaller group, and then in the end of like 10 months or 11 months, they have a small presentation, I would call it, where they're expressing their own stories together as a weaved in story, and they can use all these forms which are available. Maybe they can use music, mm-hmm. art, they could use visual art, maybe use the space, and then we have a small showcase, you know, we call larger committees to witness their journey.
Let us hope that Shakti is indeed able to produce a show about the senior women by the senior women themselves. These meetings have become a space where women draw comfort from each other and find sukha. Drawing on this, Shakti plans to organize what Chitra calls happiness classes for this set of women. Jacinta elaborates.
We are having a monthly get together, and we are now focusing on be happier. How can you be happier in your own situation? And for this, we are dependent, or we are guided or inspired by a Harvard training model on being joyful and happy. Tal Ben Shahar, he's the one who initiated it in Harvard, this program. And how can older people sitting at, you know, not productive actually, you know, in economic terms, not productive people, how can they contribute to the creation of happiness for themselves and in their own homes? So we are slowly initiating that. First, we have to get our own volunteers and staff trained for that. And then that kind of an input we are giving is life is, even 1 minute or one day you live, you can live, have, contribute to happiness and joy around you.
So how do you propose to, I mean, you're still to initiate it, but what are your thoughts on how to introduce a module like that for people who are not only old, but also the kind of people you work with who are in very, very difficult circumstances, you know?
You know, so give them a chance. Like when they, music, somebody is, we say anybody wants to sing, you will see one or two women jumping up and singing. If you want to dance, there are women who will get away. So it's inside them. We are not putting anything new. It's there. And give them an opportunity spontaneously, and you'll find the others nodding and participating.
When Jacinta talked about happiness being inside them, I remembered Nagamma, whom we met at her house because she is an invalid and cannot come to the meetings. Shakti sends her monthly supplies home. She is a widow but well looked after by her daughter. She talked of the deep love that the couples in her family shared. She and her late husband, her parents, her uncle and aunt, and now her daughter and son-in-law. She was keen to sing a prayer song for us. Now, let us listen to the other women speak about their experiences of the monthly meetings.
ತುಂಬಾ ಇಷ್ಟ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ ಏಕೆಂದರೆ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಬಂದರೆ ಒಳ್ಳೇದು ಹೇಳ್ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ, ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಎಕ್ಸೈಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ.
ಅಲಮೇಲು ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಶಿ ಲೈಕ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಶಿ ರಿಸೀವ್ಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಅಡ್ವೈಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸ್ಟಾಫ್. ಶಿ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸಸೈಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅ ಹಾಟ್ ಮೀಲ್.
ಏನಂದರೆ ನಾನು ಎಲ್ಲೇ ಹೋದರೂ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಬರ್ತೀನಿ, ತಿಂಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ದಿವಸ ನನಗೆ ಸಂತೋಷ ಸಿಗುತ್ತೆ ಅಮ್ಮ.
ವಿಶಾಲಾಕ್ಷಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಶಿ ಫೀಲ್ಸ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟೆಡ್. And people ask her about her well-being. She gets monthly rations from the office and also clothes and bed sheets. Shakti organizes a cloth collection drive periodically where they collect used clothes and sometimes even new ones. Typically, they collect saris, sweaters and bed sheets.
ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್ ಬಂದರೆ ಊಟ ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ, ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್ ಕರೆದ್ರೆ ಬಂದರೆ ಕೂತ್ಕೊಂಡ್ರೆ ಒಂದು ಗಂಟೆ ಟೈಮ್ ಕೂತ್ಕೊಂಡ್ರು ಮನೆಯದೆಲ್ಲ ಮರೆತು ಬಿಟ್ಟು ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಆರಾಮಾಗಿ ಇರ್ತೀವಿ.
ಬೇರೆ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ ಇವನಿಗೆ ಈ ಥರ ಆದಮೇಲೆ ಅವನ ಹತ್ರ ದುಡ್ಡು ಕಾಸೆಲ್ಲ ಕಿತ್ಕೊತಾಳೆ, ಅವನಿಗೇನು ಸೌಕರ್ಯ ಮಾಡಿ ಅವ ಮನೆಯದೇ ತುಂಬ ಸಮಸ್ಯೆ ಆಗಿದೆ ಅಮ್ಮ.
ಸೋ ಚಾಲತ್ತಮ್ಮ ಅಮ್ಮ ಬರ್ಬೇಕು ಯಾವ ಬರೀ ಹಾಂ ಆಯಿತು ಚಾಲ ಬಾ ಸಂಕೋ ಅಚ್ಚ ಹೋಗ್ತಾನೆ.
Similarly, Tulsamma, Indraniyamma and Fairoz also say that the hot meal and the companionship of other women make the meeting an event that they look forward to every month. They forget all their worries when they come for the meeting. They are grateful for the monthly supply of staples and the clothes. They think it is better to come and spend some time here in the office at least once a month rather than sit at home all the time and worry.
Shakti also helps the women with other material needs. They help the seniors access government benefits such as pensions. There are plans to start regular health checkup camps soon. Then there are those who do not want to live with their families or are unable to pay rent. Shakti tries to place such people in shelter homes. Tane Mori, a staff member, talks about it.
Rent they cannot able to pay. Single senior citizens, they don't have ability to pay the rent. If they won't pay rent, means house owner they won't allow. One lady like that only, she can't able to pay the rent. So she went to, told in her church, she is going to one church. They are providing rent every month for her. She will, majority of our senior citizen women, they will work also. Work means small works, 1,000 rupees. One cleaning vessels. Like the small works they will get and earn, including with that, this pension.
They will 1,000 rupees in a month.
They will pay for house rent. Like that also they are struggling.
1,000 Indian rupees is $12. Even with a state pension and some earnings, most women hardly get $30 in a month. A welfare approach is therefore inevitable. And society needs to give to make sure that everyone can lead a life of dignity. Going by the experience during the pandemic, when they raised resources in cash and kind from their own neighborhood, Jacinta feels that it is possible to create caring communities.
For me, it is the connection between the so-called privileged and the underprivileged. But connection is possible. That much I know. It's creating a web of connections between the haves and the have-nots, the privileged and the underprivileged, between that community and this community, to have a holistic community, all contributing towards joy and concern and caring and everything. So that kind of opening up and connectivity, it can happen.
Creating a web of connections, that is certainly a dream worth dreaming. Let us wish for it to come true. This is Smita Ramanathan with Manju Venkat, saying goodbye from Bangalore, India. Thank you for listening.
WINGS, Women's International News Gathering Service, was co-founded by Catherine Davenport and Frieda Worden in 1986. For more about our weekly programming and extensive archives, email wings@wings.org. WINGS thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio stations, Suzette Cullen and Genevieve Vaughn, author of the book Forgiving, A Feminist Criticism of Exchange, and other works on the gift economy. She hosts salons at maternalgifteconomymovement.org. The WINGS sound logo is from Lee Bana's album, A Circle is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.